Significant changes were made to the Texas Administrative Code, Title I, Chapter 155, effective January 1st this year. They were published in the Texas Register last year. I, like most practitioners in this room and elsewhere, missed that and did not comment. That's on me and everyone else who didn't comment. But these are fairly significant changes, and these rules apply to any administrative proceeding at SOA where there's not separate procedural rules. For instance, PUC and TCEQ have their own rules and are not affected by these. But as we'll see, a number of large cases for various large and important agencies are directly impacted by these rules. I'm going to go through them sort of just technically what the changes were quickly. There were some minor changes to the language regarding the discovery period. The upshot, though, is still that the deadline for serving written discovery is 40 days before the hearing. And I've included the new rules and all the comments and everything in the written material, so I'm not going to read everything. It's in the written materials. The language for discovery rights at SOA was changed slightly. I felt that the insertion of the term and except as modified by this chapter implied something of a limitation on the discovery rights compared to the prior rights. I know, Judge, you disagree with that me slightly on that. But I agree, it's a minor change, but there were no significant changes to the deposition rules. There is a new rule requiring the parties to make reasonable efforts to confer. I think we agree that reasonable efforts to confer are always a good thing. It's the written discovery where you get into the more significant changes of the discovery rules. The new rule for production is each party may serve no more than 25 requests for production.